Why don't we finish out and talk about relapse disease? You just referred to it, and I asked you to pull a case from your practice of a patient who got a checkpoint inhibitor, and you have this 40-year-old man. What happened there?
This guy is really an unfortunate patient, and it's a very complicated history. He basically has had 20 years of Hodgkin lymphoma. I didn't treat him initially. He had stage 2B Hodgkin lymphoma, nodular sclerosis. He was treated with ABVD and radiation therapy in 1998. He relapsed in 2001, got ESHAP, GVD, and an auto transplant, and then relapsed again after the transplant in 2004, got MAB and rituximab and GVD again, relapsed in 2007, got MOP variant using chlorambucil and vinblastine plus ice, and relapsed, had progression again in 2011. He developed bone involvement and bone pain. He got palliative radiation therapy to his lumbar spine and progressed in 2012. He got brentuximab vedotin, which is approved and originally was approved for post-transplant relapse setting, which was given, not by me, with vinblastine for reasons that I don't know, and it had to be stopped because of peripheral neuropathy. He progressed in 2013 with increased back pain, with alcohol, night sweats, terrible pruritus, dyspnea with exertion, and a bronchial biopsy, transbronchial biopsy, showed recurrent Hodgkin lymphoma. So then we saw him. He was on a clinical trial with an HDAC inhibitor, ronodepsin plus lenalidomide, and progressed on that. Another axillary node biopsy was performed in 2015, and he was entered on the nivolumab clinical trial, which was a pivotal trial, and was treated on nivolumab successfully for about a year. But according to protocol criteria, because of abnormal liver function tests, he had to be discontinued. And he is still living, but he has really been through everything. Actually, is just on prednisone now. But anyway, that was a patient who was treated on the pivotal trial. Dr. Yunus, who is our service chief, was actually the first author on the publication for that. Results were excellent. There was a 66% overall response rate and I think a 20 or 30% CR rate, which led to approval of nivolumab for relapsed Hodgkin lymphoma following transplant and brentuximab vedotin. So again, that was an example of a very long treatment. He continued on the treatment, and it had to be stopped just because of toxicity as defined in the protocol. Today, I'm not sure that's in the label. Actually, we did actually try to retreat him with pembrolizumab, which was also approved on a basis of a different clinical trial with similar results to nivolumab, the other checkpoint inhibitor, and he didn't respond to that. But anyway, he had a prolonged response. So that would be my example of using these drugs in heavily relapsed patients.